I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Not all heroes wear capes. This grandmother is a hero to all mothers out there. More Than Grand posted a video on TikTok. The caption says, "Grandmothers, it's time to shift the focus from you to the mothers of your grandchildren. Take this opportunity to celebrate them, the moms who are deep in the work of motherhood. This Mother's Day, show them how much you appreciate the work they are doing to raise your grandchildren."
It's almost Mother's Day in some parts of the world. Time for family brunches and honoring the mothers in our lives. It's also time for my annual reminder to grandmothers to shift the focus from you to your daughters and daughters-in-law who are mothers. Instead of expecting the family to gather to honor you, it's time to make the day about the next generation of mothers. Send them a card or a gift, or even just a text telling them how much you appreciate the work they're doing as they raise your grandchildren. Positive affirmations like these are the building blocks of a healthy relationship, and the relationship you have with the mother of your grandchildren is one of the most important in your life. As for that big family brunch, plan it to celebrate your birthday or hold it on Saturday so that the other mothers in the family can have the Mother's Day celebration they want.
Dude, slow clap for More Than Grand.
Oh, Cassie, look at Cat. Cassie doesn't look like she likes. No, look at Cassie. Does not like it.
Go, 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 go.
What's your beef here with Grandma?
If it works for your family, that's wonderful.
All right, Janelle needs some help here. Good morning, Janelle. You are on the Bird Show. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Thank you so much again. I have a real problem. So I'm graduating from grad school next Thursday.
Congrats.
So excited. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Where are you graduating? Where are you graduating from?
University of Georgia.
Okay.
So excited. Worked so hard, literally. And I mean, I have a brother, when he graduated from grad school, got his master's, my family was excited, gave him this big, huge party. I think everybody in our family came and showed up to celebrate him. So naturally, I'm thinking, oh, for sure, they're going to do the same thing for me. Next Saturday, I'm going to get a huge celebration. We're all going to celebrate the hard work I put in. And I find out instead that my sister-in-law, well, she's turning 30, my brother's wife, and Saturday is her actual birthday. It's her birthday, and my brother just literally put this into my head. It's her birthday. We're not going to do anything but celebrate her. And I'm like, what? Like, wait a minute. So you're telling me that I'm not going to get a celebration? The family never planned anything for me? And apparently, no, everybody's coming out to celebrate her 30th birthday on that Saturday. And I spoke to my parents about it. They said that pretty much the only thing they had planned for me was just to go to lunch after my ceremony. And I'm like, that's okay. But what about what you did for my brother? Is my accomplishment not important enough too? I even offered him, I said, well, can we make it a combination? Can I split the day? Can we celebrate her birthday and then also celebrate my graduation? He's like, nope, she's turning the big 3-0. She's 30. Like, this is a big deal. You know, this is, she didn't have to share her day. I'm like, okay, wow. So I'm graduating grad school and my family thinks it's more important just to celebrate someone just existing. Like, okay, existing for 30 years. That's great. You know, awesome blessings to her, but come on.
I don't feel you're sincere about those blessings. Yeah.
Ooh, you were breathing.
That did not come from the heart, Janelle. So I'm the back.
At this point, I don't even think I'm going to the party. I don't even think I want to go celebrate her. Like, what should I do?
All right, let's let these guys debate this. Everybody in here has siblings and has probably felt what you're feeling. So you guys take this one over.
Oh my God, I'm so enraged for you. This would send me into such a tizzy, feeling like there was such an unequal amount of support for the same accomplishment with my sibling. So I'm going to take a deep breath because I'm trying not to get too worked up. But what I would do if I were you is, if no one's going to throw you the party, you've got to throw the party yourself. And maybe you arrange it so that you can drop by the sister-in-law's birthday party so you don't look like a total a-hole, because then that'll become a whole thing if you just don't go, because then they'll be like, oh my God, she doesn't care about her birthday. She only wants to celebrate herself. So you arrange it to where you can drop by, say congratulations on breathing, and then you go and you throw yourself your own party with your close friends and any family that wants to show up. And then if, you know, if no one wants to celebrate you, you've got to celebrate yourself.
I'm curious if both of us being older sisters and having younger brothers, was your brother's accomplishments more celebrated than yours? You want me to answer first?
You can answer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
They're men and you're women.
Exactly. So it's a bigger deal. I will say it wasn't necessarily his accomplishments that were more celebrated. I think it was maybe more the small moments growing up where I felt like maybe it was more of like a buildup. Like, I always felt like he got more of the benefit of the doubt. He was cut some more slack. And I don't know if that's a gender thing.
I feel like it was expected of me.
Yes.
Like, so it's like, oh, you did good. Well, we expected you to do that. He did good. It was like, oh my God, puppy! Come here, come mama, come rub you in her bosom and love you so hard.
Caitlin here has an interesting idea here, Janelle. You might be working yourself up over nothing. Caitlin, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I'm wondering, because they threw such a big celebration for brother, maybe they're planning to surprise her for her graduation and just spinning it as a birthday party for the sister-in-law.
Janelle, could that be a possibility?
I mean, I don't know. It'd be nice. The only thing they offered was for me to have a party the week after, but my family is not going to come 2 weeks in a row to town. Like, get real.
Yeah, I'm shooting down the surprise theory down, because what's going to happen is now you're going to use that as a coping mechanism to be like, oh, well, they're just going to surprise me. And then you're going to show up to the sister-in-law's birthday party and realize it wasn't a surprise. And then it's going to hurt twice as bad.
I'm going to be honest. This is triggering for me, and I feel for you. And if I were in your situation, I would celebrate myself. I grew up in a family dynamic where I understand what you're going through. I mean, I had two sisters who had their biological parents in the home. I did not. I was the oldest. I was the only guy. They were the two women, obviously. So I felt like I was celebrated a lot differently than they were a lot of my life. And for that reason, I learned that sometime you just got to celebrate yourself. So I would go where I'm loved and supported, and I would have the people there who give me that same energy, and it would just have to be what it is.
Hey, Janelle, let me double down on what Mo is saying right here. I didn't know where this was going this morning, but let me do this. We will take $1,000 out of the Burt Show budget if you throw yourself a party with all your friends.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
All right, so go ahead and celebrate yourself. You can't control everybody else in the family, what they're going to do. So I think these guys are spot on. If they're not going to celebrate you, you celebrate you, and you shouldn't have to spend money on that. So we got you, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Congrats, Janelle.
Yeah, and you do got to give us a call back. Like, if that was a surprise party, and you also owe me the $1,000 back also. You throw you a surprise party, I want that cash back.
Now, let her spend it on family therapy.
The Burt Show.